My next guest here and her guests on a monthly basis, talking about what's happening in our most northern listening area. Great things, I imagine, especially if you're a Playhouse manager with the Howmet Playhouse. Good morning to you, Beth Beeman.
Good morning, Shelley. It's always great to be here.
Yes. Nice ride down. I always consistently ask you that question.
Absolutely. And it is a fast ride. And, you know, even in the wintertime, it has not been bad coming down here. So I enjoy our visits every month.
Great. Hop and a skip, I'd like to say, a beautiful country, because we're talking your area of Whitehall, mm-hmm. Montague, Ludington. I know we're going to speak with the Silver Lake sand dunes here in just a second. So get out and enjoy, right?
Yes, it's beautiful up there.
Who's sitting to your right?
This is, I've got Jason Bertoia is in studio with us today. Jason is a fine theater director and has done a ton of directing in the West Michigan area. Actually just finished up directing Mary Poppins for Muskegon Civic Theater, and is one of our directors this summer for, it's actually Fox on the Fairway, and we're going to chat with him a little bit about that later in the show.
It's because Scott Beal is on the line. Speaking of sand dunes, do the introduction, Beth.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Scott is the executive director at the Silver Lake Sand Dunes and the Hart Visitors Bureau, and it's his first time joining us on the show, and just would love to talk to you a little bit about what's going on up in your neck of the woods.
Well, I think as most communities, there's a lot going on the weekends. I think the first event, the Mears Art Fair, is Saturday, July 15th, and that is 9 to 4 in downtown Mears, right at the, right in the main park area of the downtown square. Sunday, the Pentwater Garden Walk, 1 to 5, is very popular on Sunday. The cost is $10, and all the special private gardens are open to the public.
Wonderful. Tell us about a little bit of details on that garden walk. I've not had the opportunity to go up for that, and where do people get tickets, that sort of thing?
Well, they do check with the Pentwater.org, and it is sponsored by the Pentwater Chamber, and they can order the tickets online, or when they get there on Sunday, they can purchase them right at the chamber office. And it is a very unique situation in the fact that 6 or 8 private citizens open up their gardens to the public for tours, and they describe all the different plants and things like that they have in the special gardens.
Awesome. Hey, Scott Beal again, Executive Director, Silver Lake Sand Dunes, Hart Visitors Bureau. I just jumped on your website, thinkdunes.com. Tell me again a little bit more about Silver Lake Sand Dunes. I've not been there.
Oh, really? Silver Lake Sand Dunes State Park is, of course, the main attraction, and there's kind of 3 ways to enjoy it. You have the Little Sable Lighthouse, which is the tallest lighthouse in on the eastern shore of Lake Michigan, and it is open for tours every day. As a matter of fact, they also have free concerts every Wednesday night for the next 6 weeks. So, as you know, all up and down the coast, the lighthouses are very popular, and there's a lot of hiking trails and things there. And then another part of the sand dunes is special rides with Mackwoods Dune Rides. I think we've all seen their billboards around the state.
Yeah.
And, that is a very customer-friendly for kids and all ages rides in their what they call the dune scooters, and that's a very nice tour of 1/3 of the dunes is reserved just for their rides. So,
Jason, I understand that you have taken a dune ride.
Yes, I have multiple times when I was a kid and an adult. So,
so there's a little testimony for you, Scott Beal.
Yep. The other way to enjoy them, of course, is there's many rental facilities that rent ORVs and dune buggies and Jeeps, and you can drive yourself on the dunes.
All right.
I can see Shelly up
wait,
there.
Wait. Oh, turn your mic on.
Over there, I can see Shelly up there, just her hair flying in the wind down the dunes.
I might have to get that roving mic up to the Silver Lake Sand Dunes area. Hey, we're, again, back to your website. Scott, what did you find? Did you find anything you wanted to talk about?
I know that there are other arts and musical concerts that you have up in that area throughout the summer. Can you highlight a couple of those coming up in the month of July?
Absolutely. Beyond the Wednesday night, or I'm sorry, Wednesday night at the Little Sable Point Lighthouse for the next 6 weeks, they have a free concert every Wednesday night. We also have every Tuesday night the Silver Lake Sand Dunes Community Concert Series at the Golden Township Park right in downtown Silver Lake. And every Friday night, there's free concerts in the Hart Historic District. Those are from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it just goes on and on as far as different free entertainment and everything. We also have the Fox Winery has live entertainment every Friday night, so it's kind of hard to make it all and be able.
That's one of the exciting things about the Lakeshore community is there's always things going on, and it's a very strong arts community, and I'm proud to be a part of that. As far as how would folks find out about things going on up in the Silver Lake Hart area, Pentwater?
Yes, the best way is to use the Think Dunes website. We also have an app that you can download there that we try to keep up with all the current information. You can also go to the Hart Main Street website and the Pentwater Chamber of Commerce website, pentwater.org.
And if folks want to come and see you in person, where would they find you up in Hart?
The right at the Hart exit, you'll see the signs for the Silver Lake Sand Dunes and Hart Visitor Center, just right next to the subway, and we're open all day, 6 days a week.
Is there a sand dune I can run up?
Yes, in the pedestrian area, there definitely is an area where you can hike and get right up the sand dunes, and then it's just you can even hike about 40 minutes and walk all the way to Lake Michigan from the Silver Lake Sand Dunes.
All right, make that on the planner list. Thank you very much to you, Scott Beal, Executive Director, Silver Lake Sand Dunes, Hart Visitors Bureau, doing great things for West Michigan and beyond. Take care.
Yes, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Yep, it is the weekend. Yay, yay. All right. Miss Beth Beeman, How Met's Playhouse Manager, step up to the plate, you and Jason, and tell us what's happening under your leadership.
Well, you know, it is our summer theater festival. Started last weekend. We opened with The Seamstress, and this weekend we have Central Michigan University at the Playhouse. They had their first show last night. They had For the Love of Juliet. It's a kind of an interesting thing that Central has done for years, is they do a different show every night. So there's three shows that they do, and tonight they have Twain by the Tail, and the final show that they're doing is Lovesick. And so we've actually got folks that are come back every single night, patrons that absolutely love to watch the process, because sometimes it's the actor that's on stage the next night will be running sound, or they'll be up in the booth calling the show, or they'll be backstage running props. So it's a really great program for Central Michigan students, and our community really welcomes them, and it's an exciting time for a lot of our patrons that love to come back and see those kids year after year. So, yeah, it's an exciting thing. And Jason, as I said earlier, is one of our directors, and has actually directed for us before with our youth theater shows. He's been a prop master for us, and is coming back this year as a director for a grown-up show, we like to call it, for Fox on the Fairway. It is a farce, and just inviting Jason to come in and chat a little bit about the show as well as the process of doing summer stock.
Yeah, it's a farce on a golf course, and I know nothing about golf. I've never, not more than putt-putt golf on, miniature golf course. But it has been an amazing process. We have six people in our cast, and it takes place in a country club and competing golf courses, having a tournament, and hilarity ensues. It's a farce. They're slamming doors and sobs and laughter and broken vases.
What is, okay, so that's August 3 through 5.
Yes.
So you're heavy in rehearsal now.
Yep, we just finished our first week of rehearsal. Okay. It's summer stock, so it runs in a different style of pre-production. Okay. So our cast, we cast in April after auditions, mm-hmm. and then everybody comes back off book or with their lines memorized, and we start mm-hmm. putting the blocking or the direction to what they already know off their script.
This is a Ken Ludwig work. He's a popular playwright, right?
Yeah. Also wrote Lend Me a Tenor and Leading Ladies, among other things.
Which we did Leading Ladies, I don't know, my first year. Excuse me, my first year at the Playhouse, we did Leading Ladies. And it is hilarious. I mean, you got men in dresses and things in that show. And this one is equally funny. I actually read it on an airplane. And when I first read it, I was laughing out loud on the plane and trying not to sound like I was crazy. But it was really funny. It's really, really funny.
I was sold on the script in like the first page.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yep, absolutely.
What's your history, Jason, with theater and more?
Well, I started doing theater in high school and then kind of took a break in college. It wasn't where I was heading when I went to further my education. Sure. After getting out of college, though, I found my passion for the theater again and started working as an assistant director at Muskegon Catholic Central High School. And then I was hired as the director of musical theater program at Western Michigan Christian High School, where I've just finished my ninth year.
Yay.
My ninth year there. And then I started, I've always acted and been involved at Muskegon Civic and at the Hummet Playhouse, and then started directing for Civic Theater, and now back at the Hummet Playhouse.
Yes.
With the big kids.
With the big kids.
And who are some of your actors here? Are these are community members? Or do we
and our cast, we have community from people from the Montague-Whitehall area mm-hmm. all the way down to Grand Haven. We have Katie McCool, Heath Carpenter, Dave Matthews, Laurel Peppel, Sarah Sternberg, and Christopher Arnold. So they're familiar names that have been in shows all across the West Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets for that, you get through the Playhouse?
Back? Yes. Yeah, they're actually available online at howmetplayhouse.org. And our box office is open Monday through Friday from 1 to 5. And you can also pick them up just before the show, an hour before the show. So our shows go at 7:30.
Is this any other productions you're involved with?
Not this summer. This is it.
This is, you put all your eggs in one basket.
That's right.
And Jason has gone from one show to the next this year. So I think he'll be looking forward to a little bit of a break
before the school year starts again. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So, yeah, we've got lots of great things happening at the Playhouse. Next week, we actually are doing the Michigan premiere of The Birds. And, yes, it is a familiar title because it is the play is based on the same short story that Alfred Hitchcock's movie The Birds was based on. So it is a more serious drama for adult audiences, but it is rehearsals have gone very well for that, and we open with that show next week. So things are great at the Playhouse. Yeah.
Have youth theater, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on? Are you all done with the campaigns and all that?
Oh, we're close. We are very close. We've been in the process for the last 7 months working on raising $3.6 million to do a renovation at the Playhouse. Oh. And right now, pleased to announce that we're just approximately $80,000 shy of that $3.6 million goal. So, you know, all the listeners out there that have any affinity for theater and have visited the White Lake area, just inviting you to take a look at our website and, you know, consider a gift. You know, every donation is going to be acknowledged in the building, and it's very exciting time for us up at the Playhouse.
Playhouse opened in September of 1916.
Yes. Yeah, she's getting a little old.
Yeah.
And the plans that we have are, you know, a complete renovation and updating our theatrical systems, but most importantly, addressing safety and accessibility issues in both our actual auditorium on the stage and in the restrooms, which is a current, you know, barrier for people is being able to use the restroom. So it is exciting stuff. It's an amazing thing with a community our size to have raised this amount of money. And I think it's just a testament to what the Playhouse means to so many people. You've got summer residents and people who have been going there since the 40s and remember, you know, seeing movies there. So, you know, we've got a lot of wonderful support for this community jewel.
Yes. What else do you want to leave us with, Jason?
Well, I don't know. Fox on the Fairway has been a really good time. You know, if as much as we've laughed in rehearsals is a testament to how much the audience is going to laugh. When they come see the show, that's a good thing. So we've been having a really good time. We feel like we're getting away with a lot of trouble. But we all feel very fortunate to be able to work on this show for the Playhouse and for Beth, because it's just been a wonderful experience this last week.
One more time, how to get, best get tickets?
Yes, you can get tickets at howmetplayhouse.org. Please follow us on Facebook, and you can always call the box office or at Whitehall City Hall at 231-894-4048.
Good enough?
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
All right, back north you go. Thanks to you, Jason and Beth, on behalf of Howmet Playhouse and what's going on. And yes, our earlier conversation with Scott Beal, Executive Director, Silver Lake Sand Dunes Heart Visitors Bureau. Catch you in August.